Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry with a good amount of sunshine. Temperatures continue to rebound off our morning lows and are climbing now through the lower and mid-20s, most everyone topping out in the middle and upper 20s for afternoon highs. We're also starting to see some high clouds move in from the west. This is in advance of the next disturbance, which is steadily heading our way from the Midwest and Great Lakes. The clouds will continue to increase and thicken for the rest of the day, and there's even the chance that a few scattered light flurries or snow showers, primarily across parts of the western and southern Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, but little, if any, accumulation during the daylight hours. Later on tonight, as that disturbance gets closer, more of us will see occasional light snow showers that will dust the ground from time to time overnight. Temperatures will not move much, perhaps sliding a few degrees back into the lower to mid-20s for overnight lows. So a lot of us will wake up to a fresh coating of snow for the morning drive tomorrow, which could slow things down. But this system is relatively moisture-starved, and with temperatures climbing into the upper 30s to around 40 tomorrow, we'll call for just a few scattered rain and snow showers into the afternoon on Thursday. Behind this system, a wave of low pressure will energize along the coast and drag in much colder air during the day on Friday. We'll have a return to a mix of sun and clouds, but that gusty northwest wind will push temperatures from the mid-20s in the morning down into the teens by Friday afternoon. The cold air will continue to slide into the region Friday night, and most of us will wake up near zero on Saturday morning and only manage to get into the teens to lower and mid-20s for afternoon highs on Saturday, with high pressure keeping it dry. Another disturbance will head into the region on Sunday with some light snow showers, and this system will energize along the coast as well Sunday night. It remains to be seen how close this storm evolves along the eastern seaboard, but a close enough track could bring some snowfall to the region for Monday morning's commute. If it stays far enough away, just some light snow showers as more cold air pours in for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, elevated to critical fire weather conditions will continue for portions of the southern plains and central and southern Rockies, and a red flag warning is in effect for most of eastern New Mexico and extreme south central Colorado. Westerly surface winds will increase today. The wind, combined with dry conditions, very low humidity, and above normal temperatures will lead to several hours of critical fire weather conditions in these locations. Meanwhile, Pacific Energy continues to bring mountain snow and low elevation rain to the Pacific Northwest, while the northern plain states are bracing for the next round of Arctic air, which will arrive tomorrow. High temperatures into the weekend may not get above zero in some locations. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking Tropical Cyclone Sabeel, located about 600 miles south of Diego Garcia in the southern Indian Ocean. The cyclone is expected to maintain its strength with wind gusts to 155 miles per hour over the next couple of days, but remain over open water. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, breezy, lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 57, set in 1913, and the record low, 26 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening 5:07 p.m., 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a few light snow showers later in the day and highs in the mid-20s. Light snow showers tonight with lows right around 20 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds later today and highs in the lower 30s. Some light snow showers around tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a few light snow showers possible by the end of the day today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Light snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with a few light snow showers possible later today and highs in the upper 20s. Light snow showers tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have some light snow showers in the morning with a few rain showers in the afternoon, highs near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, windy turning colder Friday, 25 in the morning. Temperatures drop through the day into the teens. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, mid-20s. Light snow showers Sunday in the mid-30s. A chance of snow Monday becoming windy, lower 30s. And a few snow showers on Tuesday with highs back into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.